message series we're in right now. Thank you for emails, encouragement. Got some letters, a lot of comments on this series. And Deb, thank you for your encouraging word over the phone. I appreciate that. Boy, it really encourages me to hear you're getting something. Amen? From God's word. We're in a series called U-Haul. Can you say that with me? U-Haul. It's about you while you hauling stuff. Your mess. Amen? That's what we talked about last week. So we're in a little series on responsibility. My personal responsibility. Today, my responsibility we're going to look at to other people. Then we're also going to look at getting rid of some junk, mess that is just weighing us down. It is killing us. We can't even hardly move because this stuff is on us. And then we're going to give a message on moving on. Moving on. And so today, we're going to look at the message about other people and how we can help them. Let's look at it. Here we go, Raj. There's that pack on your back as a spirit-led believer. How many were here last week for the message? Okay? Soldier's pack and all that. Good, good. If you weren't, you can go to the website. Check us out. It's up there. You can go through the PowerPoint, last week's message. This one will be there tomorrow, and you can download it. As a spirit-led believer in Jesus Christ, I am, help me now, to do what? Carry my what? My pack. My pack. Is it my job to look at Ed's pack and go, why ain't Ed doing something with it? Is that my job? Yes or no? No. Oh, it's funny how when we ain't got no pack on our back, we can talk about somebody else's pack. I'm just off because you ain't got nothing to do. But if you start to realize you got your own pack, Jack, on your back, then all of a sudden, a little bit different. I got my responsibilities that I need to take care of for the Lord. Amen? The Bible says, for every man shall bear his own what? Burden. So we saw that last week in the message. What's in my pack? There's four things. Do you remember what's in your pack from Galatians chapter 6? Here they are. Number one, prove your own work. Prove your own work. Why are you looking at what I'm doing? Come up criticizing what I'm doing. Say, what are you doing? Prove your own work. Okay? Number two, share your own resources. It's always easier to give away other people's what? Money. The federal government's learned that from the church. We've been doing it for years. We pop in a little something thinking, well, I can't understand why God ain't blessing, because you ain't giving. It's easier to give away other people's money. Expect other people to do something. No, that's in my pack. Did you mean, Clark, it's in my pack? I'm supposed to share my own resources and help the kingdom of God? Yeah, it's in your pack. So-and-so should be... Whoa, 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 whoa. Shh. What's in your pack? Amen? Gene said it right in his prayer. We've got an obstacle with this building, and I can't get off on this right now. Okay? And that is to raise all the funds before they let us build. Okay? And that means we're going to have to pick up the load. It sounds like to me that's what we're going to have to do. Amen? Maybe we've been relying on so-and-so do such-and-such and so-and-so and so, or a miracle, or we'll win the lottery. The lottery ain't in the bag. Share from your own resources, and the kingdom work of God gets done when we carry our pack. And somebody's pack has a little more in their pack than what your pack has in it, but that ain't my business or your business. Amen? Say. That's ugly. Come on. What else is in my pack? We saw it last week. Do good to who? And we looked at it. All men, both believers and unbelievers. But wait a minute. Believers are to have the what? Priority, according to the Bible. And then your family's needs, N-E-E-D-S, must be met when? First. But I'm to do good unto all men. I want to park it right there for just a second. You know what's also in that pack, doing good to all men? Now listen to me. I know you want to put me visiting all the sick. I know you want me to do that. You want to put that on Gary's pack. That's in your pack. No, sir. That's in your pack. Do good unto all men. Oh, I can't. It's too heavy. Are you telling me you can't take the time to get in your car and go across town and visit somebody who's sick? Is that what you're telling me? Say. Are you telling me in your pack you can't take out a card and write a get well card and put a stamp on it and stick it in a... Is that too heavy for you to carry in your pack? Yes or no? Somebody tell me. No. No. Friend, we're to do good to people. We're to minister to the body of Christ. Are we to give to every source or everything that comes down the pipe? Yes or no? No. If we think somebody we're going to give money to is going to go out and buy drugs with it or booze with it, I wouldn't give it to them. Sorry, excuse me. Okay? All right, but we're to do good as a body of believers. That's in our pack. So often, that's why churches have staff. Well, that's why we have a small staff, so you can't say that. Amen? We have a small staff, so we want you to be the church. Are y'all listening? I've already made you mad this morning. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes fellowship different. It's a good thing. Listen to me. When I come over here and I get done and we're fixing to go to the preaching message, you know what? There's a volunteer right here waiting behind the curtain with a towel for me, with water so I don't pass out on stage. And he helps and takes the mics. Did you know that volunteer isn't getting paid? Yes or no? That's how we run this church. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. I've got a large church in the area who, I mean, they're way bigger than our church. But you know what? He'll call me, talk to me, tell me, man, I want to get our church to be able to do what your church is doing. You know, less staff, more people taking ownership of the church, working, serving, doing. Especially in hard times. That's pretty wise. Is it a yes or no? We did it before there were hard times. I'm not trying to make us out to be anything. It's just common sense. It's Bible, friend. That's in your pack, Jack. Help with the ministry. Y'all understanding or not? Okay. So-and-so got mad because you didn't go visit them. Well, good. Get in line. I got so many people mad at me, it ain't even funny anymore. You know? Look, I can't even see them. They're so far down the street. I don't walk on water. I got a pack, too. Did y'all know I have two kids in college, or y'all don't even remember that? And did you know one of them's a rock singer? That's a heavy bag I got! Holy smokes! Do you understand? Did you know I'm married just like you are? Y'all forget about that. Joy's dad used to say, did you know angels don't come over and cut my grass? But lately I have had angels, ain't I? Two times. I got it last time, though. I did have a couple of angels when my mower was in the ditch. They came over and helped me. Amen? What's my point? Do good unto all men. That's in our bag. Y'all got it or not? I mean, that ain't even the message. Dad just went off on that. We're to visit. We're to help. We're to call people. We're to love on people. You know? And we're to see that that's our responsibility. Matter of fact, if there's something you think I should do and you can do it, here's the question. Why don't you do it? How about that, Pete? Is that a good idea? Say, if there's a question that you think that I need to do, but you can do it, why don't you do it? And the answer is, well, I'm not the pastor. And they expect you because you're the pastor. Well, guess what? I guess I didn't meet up their expectations. You know, last time I checked, you're a believer in Jesus, I'm a believer in Jesus. The big thing is we're going in Jesus' name, not Gary's name. And we can touch people and minister to people. Amen? So anyway, and then we can keep our funds, be able to build things, be able to pay our staff, be able to give to people, be able to minister through advertising, television, radio. We can reach people as we carry our pack. Amen? All right, here we go. I don't even know if y'all going to listen to me now. Number four, glory in the cross of Jesus. That's the fourth thing that's in my pack. Amen? I'm to glory in the cross. This is something I carry. I carry the cross. I carry Him. I love Him. I serve Him. I live for Him. That's in my pack. Amen? You'd be surprised. If you carry your pack and do your responsibility, it's amazing. And by the way, can you say that with me? It's not that what? One more time. It's not that what? Heavy. It's a soldier's pack. You can do it. You can do it. I can do this. You can do this. Let's keep going now. Now we're going to change focus. Y'all okay? Here we go. What happens, though, when a Christian has a burden that is heavier than they can bear alone? That's what we're talking about today. What happens when that young lady, excuse me, ma'am, listen, look. What happens when, just leave it there. What happens when she can't move? She can't do anything. Look! It's heavy! It's not a pack anymore. Lift the rock up again. There's a pack there. See the pack? She's carrying her pack. But wait a minute. Boom! I'm having too much fun with this. I got to stop. This is serious. It's like a video game. Quit it. Anyway, listen to me. Be serious. Hang on. What happens? What has happened there? Can that person move? Yes or no? It's heavier than they can bear. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay? That's what I want to talk about today. It's not a something in their pack. It's not their responsibility that they're normally to carry. This is something that's so heavy. Say so heavy with me. So heavy! There's no way they can move. There's no way they can bear that without help. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. So what should we do? The answer is, we must what? Help. That's the church. We must help. That's you and me. We must help this one that is under such a heavy, heavy, heavy burden. So let's move, Rod. Here we go, buddy. Okay? There is no other answer. There's no other answer. Okay? This person is under such a heavy load. You must help. I must help. There is no other answer. You got to lose that. Well, maybe if they'll like, maybe the government, you got to lose that. That's not what we're talking about today. They're under such a heavy burden that they cannot move. They're suffocating. They're dying. I've got to help them. My responsibility to others. Let's keep it moving. The Bible says in Galatians 6:5, you're to bear your own burden. But before you ever get to 6:5, and I want to do 6:5 first before I got to 6:2, because I wanted you to know what your burden was and what your responsibility was. Amen? But you know what? In verse 2, it says this, bear ye one another's what? Burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. What is that talking about? You mean I got to carry my pack and I got to help somebody else carry their pack too? The answer is no. That's not what the Scripture's saying. That's not what the Bible's teaching here. You need to listen to me. You're going to lose this if you don't. The word burden in verse 2 is a different word than the word burden in verse what? That's the way our language is, English language. Did you know that you can say one word and yet you'll need another word for a different situation? It might be like the same situation, but this situation is far different. It's worse. Ah! Well, that's this word here. This is the. Verse 2, the. Okay? Verse 5, burden was, nah. Verse 2, ah! Got it or not? That's the Greek language. Aren't you glad we don't speak Greek? We go, ah, yeah, all day long. Here we go. We're not talking about carrying the pack on their back. It's a different word. The word for burden in verse 2 is a weight much greater than their soldier's pack. It's enormous. It's an oppressive weight. It's so heavy. They can't bear it alone. Got it? You're to bear your own burden. Can you handle it? Yes or no? Yes, you can. It's not that heavy. But you're also to help bear one another's burden. Is that carrying their backpack? No. It's carrying their... Say it with me. Ah! Okay? Let's keep looking. I made the baby mad. They must have help if they're going to be able to make it. That's what we're talking about today. So what is this heavy weight on them? This is the confusion. Boy, you got to hang in here with me. We're talking Bible now. Listen, what is this heavy weight? What is it that crushed this woman? What is it that's so heavy? Can it be just any problem a believer may have? Or does the Bible give clear instruction on when I am supposed to help bear another person's burden? Have you known people, they can have a little problem and they can make it like the weight of the world's on them? Yes or no? You know people like that? That's not what we're talking about. Okay? we're going to see what the Bible calls these heavy burdens. If I'm called to help somebody with this weight that's on them, what is this weight? If it's, I need to know what it is from the Bible. Y'all cool so far? And it's my responsibility to help. I have to do this. Let's keep looking. Let's look at some clear areas where it is my responsibility to help bear another person's burden in the Scriptures. And listen, and fulfill the law of Christ. Isn't that what the verse said? Bear ye one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Before we get started, look at me. Listen. Hang on. What is the law of Christ? If it says I do this, I fulfill the law of Christ, then I want to know what the law of Christ is. If I do this, what am I fulfilling? It's the principle of love. Can you say that with me? It's the principle of love. When I help bear another person's burden, it's so heavy, they can't handle it. I'm fulfilling the law of Christ. The principle of love. It says it in Galatians 5 before we ever got to Galatians 6, verse 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. But, if you want to be a legalist, if you want to look at somebody else's pack instead of your own, and you bite one another and devour one another, take heed that you don't eat one another alive. You understand? We got two choices here. We can either criticize, point fault, or we can love. Y'all hearing? That is the law of Christ. I am to love. Jesus said it this way in John 13, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Boy, that's a tall order. That you also love who? One another. By this shall all men know, when you do this law of love, that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. So, when I help this person with this heavy burden, I am fulfilling the law of Christ. People know I'm His disciple. This is huge. Did you understand? You see what I'm saying? So what we're talking about today is very important. So let's look at now clear areas where it is. Can you say this word? My U-Haul. One more time. What's that say? My responsibility to help bear another person's burden. Clear areas. It's not going to be what you thought. We're going to stay with the book of Galatians because that's where all this came up anyway. Let's keep it in context. And then we're going to look at some other scriptures in the Bible and expound on it. Let's stay with the biggie that this whole passage was written about. Number one, we are to help bear the burden when a believer is overtaken in a fault. I thought I was supposed to call them if they were in the hospital. You are. That's in your pack. Thought I was supposed to send them a card. That's in your pack. This ain't that, friend. This is huge. We're to help bear the burden when a believer is overtaken in a fault. Where did I get that kind of kooky teaching from? This whole passage, Galatians 6:1. Look at it. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a what? You which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Verse 2 goes on to say, bear one another's burdens, and you will fulfill the law of Christ. So verse 2 is talking about verse what? 1. Okay? So what is this talking about? We're to help bear the burden of a believer who's overtaken in a fault. The word overtaken, it's very important you hear what we're saying today. The word overtaken actually means, say it with me, surprise attack. Remember Flip Wilson years ago, he said what? The devil did what? Made me do it. This ain't that word. This ain't excuse making. This is a believer in Jesus who has been ambushed with a surprise attack from Satan and his emissaries. Got it? Keep listening. The word fault, so if they're overtaken in a fault, the word fault, plain English, old country word, sin. So they're overtaken in a what? Sin. So it's my responsibility to help restore a brother or sister who has been overtaken, ambushed, surprise attacked by what? Sin. Or in sin. Hang on. Listen. So what are we talking about here? Are we talking, what we're talking about is, are we talking about like somebody told a lie, you know, or lost their little temper a little bit here or there? No. This is a heavy deal. Are y'all with me on this? I'm not saying lying ain't a big deal. This ain't a big deal. Those are sins. There's no doubt about it. But there are some sins that we as believers commit that render us powerless, useless for the kingdom of God. Now hang in here with me, Roger. I know I'm getting ahead, but don't try to figure out where I'm at. Because I don't even know where I'm at. We're talking about some heavy sinning here. Can you say that with me? We're talking about some heavy sinning here. Okay, keep going. This is not, it's so important you hear, this is not a case of deliberate habitual sinning. Now you need to listen to me. We're not talking about a person who'll come to church today, and they'll go home today, this afternoon, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, continue in sin, just doing what they always done. They're going to get back around here next week, and they're going to keep doing the same thing that they always do. Deliberate, habitual sinning. They know it's wrong. They've been encouraged to get help before. People have been there to help them. They still do it. They do it because they want to do it, and that's what they're doing. And I tell you what, friend, I'm not going to spend my time with them. Are you listening or not? You got problems like that, you want to live your life your way, do what you want to do, and pull the wool and play the game, I'm not helping you. I ain't got time. You're going to drive me crazy. Why don't you help him? Because he's a gnat. Excuse me. He's chosen his path. Are y'all hearing the message today? Come on, think about it. Can the church fix everything and everybody's habitual deliberate sin in the world that they want to commit? Can we do that, yes or no? The answer is no. We can't do that, and nor is the Bible teaching that we need to do that. Okay? That's not what this is talking about. Okay? This is a surprise attack. And they fell. This is a believer, say it with me, who is royally what? Screwed up. Yep. You ever done it? You ever had a family friend or tried to help somebody who's done it? They've royally screwed up. Say that with me. They were what? Tempted and they what? Listen now, you don't get fixed by keeping doing on the same thing you always doing now. You see what I'm saying? Tempted, fail. Well, I did that, so now it makes it easier. Go do it again. And then you do it again and again, and you're just getting this habit of sinning. You know what the Bible says about a person like that who practices sin habitually like that? It says in the book of 1 John, I know we don't like it, but it says they are not children of God. Now, that's what the Bible says. I didn't write the Bible. If you can habitually sin and sin and sin and sin and sin and keep doing the same thing and it's horrific without that Spirit of God or the Word of God helping correct you and set in motion the right path, that's a problem. Not that we shouldn't help people. We want to help people. But this passage is talking about a different situation. Keep looking. They were tempted and they fell. You saw that rock on that woman? It's killing her! It's killing him. They can't move. Look at it. That's what this is talking about. What am I supposed to do to them? Point the finger at them, say, look, you got a rock on you. Look at that big rock. Like a Colorado rock. Hey, that's not going to help anybody. is so oppressing and debilitating that they've been rendered useless for kingdom work. And I'm supposed to help them. Man, you wish you'd stayed home today, don't you? You got a job to do now. Oh, my gosh. Let's keep looking. You which are spiritual, restore such a one. You which are spiritual, restore such a one. So it's my responsibility to help bear the burden of a believer who is surprised, attacked, ambushed in a sin. And they did it. They were tempted and they fell. I'm to restore them. The word restore means to mend as a broken bone or a broken fishing net, a hole in the fishing net. A sinning believer is a broken bone in our body here. Did y'all know that? Say. Now we can get ticked off. We can get angry at them. Or we can try to mend them. Are you hearing it, church? They're a tear in the net of the local church. We can condemn them or we can help them. That's your choice. That's your choice. The Bible clearly says that we're to do what? Help them. But you must be Spirit-filled to do this. You must be Spirit-filled to do this. And I don't want to be arrogant, but I don't tell you something. This is how I spend a lot of my time at Fellowship Church. I'd appreciate you handling what's in your backpack for the body of Christ. Because this also is in my backpack. This is part of my job. I can't handle it all, though. I can't handle people are just in bad shape in their life spiritually. Had a guy this week came. I don't know if he's here or not this morning. Had a guy come this week. Life messed up. All kinds of problems. He was on top of the world. And if I told you, you'd say, wow! Fell. Trouble. Struggle. Family. All kinds of problems. But you know what? He'd been coming here the last 4 or 5 weeks, and you must have been loving on him. Amen? Hearing the Word of God. Came to me. Broken. That was his words. I'm broken. I'm at the bottom. I need help. But you know what? I was able to help him. Amen? This is what this is talking about. This is something I do. It's something that others do in this body, and you need to be doing this. You can have some part in helping in a situation like this. It takes a lot of love, by the way. Listen to this point. It takes a lot of love to approach an erring brother or sister, though. Amen? Like if Brother Robert there got a problem, I just come to him and just tell him off. Or just fix him. I'm going to fix you. That's tough. That ain't going to work. Amen? It takes a lot of love to approach an erring brother or sister in the Lord. You know what Jesus said it's like? It's like what? Maybe you didn't know this was in the Bible. Pop it up. Here it is. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you. And why are you beholding the mote that's in your brother's eye, which is a speck, but you don't consider the beam, which is a 2x4, in your own eye? Who wants a surgeon working on their eyeballs like that? Got a big old thing coming out their eye. And it's funny, I thought about this. I am such a wimp. If I get a little speck of something in my eye, I can't get it out. I try to stick my feet out. I can't do eye drops. I shut my eyes every time. And I get all wet. But yet, I'm going to go fix somebody? That's how half-cocked we are sometimes. You know, we run off, we're going to do this, we're going to fix. And we don't understand. Man, this is like doing eye surgery here. How will you say to your brother, let me pull out the speck in your eye and behold a beam's in mine? You hypocrite, cast out that beam in your eye. Then you'll be able to see clearly how to help that brother or sister with their problem. Amen? So this is what this is talking about. You've got to be a spiritual person if you're going to do this. We're to help bear the burden when a believer's overtaken in a fault. You must do it with the spirit of meekness, the Scripture just said. In the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. If the Church of Jesus Christ doesn't help a fallen brother or sister, then tell me, who in the world is going to help them? What's the answer? Say it with me. No. Are y'all listening or not? Think about it. The world would say, good.
was funny. You did. That was cool. You're royally screwed up. Let's go get drunk. Somebody has got to have the guts and the courage and the love to say, I will go. I will go help my brother. I will go help my sister. Even if it means other people might think I'm an absolute fool. I'm going to go and I'm going to help and I'm going to be that person. Why? Because if I don't do it, who is? They got a rock on them, man. They can't move. Amen? I thought we were supposed to just throw them under the bus. They're already under the bus. Amen? Any perfect people in here today? Say. Amen? So that's what you... I mean, what is my responsibility? I'm to help carry that person's load. It's huge! I'm to help them. But I'm to do it with a spirit of meekness. What does that mean? Spirit of humility. Know who you are. Be careful with your mind, your thoughts, because you too could be tempted and enter into that same situation if you're not what? Careful. Amen? Anyway, that's our clear responsibility. Now, these next ones I'm going to do real quick because we're about out of time, but I'm doing them quick anyway because that's the way we wrote the message today. My responsibility to others. Number two, we're to help bear the burden of those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake. Hasn't church got weird? I thought church was about us just getting together, hanging out, meeting. And I thought the church work, you know, we send a card, we go make a visit. I thought that was church work. Did you know church work's a lot bigger than that? Say. Did you know there are people hanging over hell right now going to burn forever in a place called hell unless you share the gospel with them? Do you know there's a believer who has fallen and there is a chance that perhaps he can get back with his family and just perhaps he and her can work it out and perhaps those little kids can have a dad or a mom? Somebody's got to go help. Are y'all listening or not? It's pretty important. It's pretty important. Or somebody's sinned. They have all kinds of abilities and talents and they can be used of God. But somebody has got to help them. That's what we're talking about. We've gotten away from this. Listen, we live in America. We're to help and bear the burden of those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake. I am so proud of a couple in our church. I'm just going to leave them unnamed. They're not here today. They're out of the country right now. But they help lead a ministry to persecuted believers around the world. They can tell you stories that'll make you cry, make your hair stand on your head. People that are suffering for Jesus Christ today. Did you know it's the burden of the church to help people like that? Say. Let's just move on with some scripture, Raj. Move a couple ahead and let's get on up to Corinthians, if you don't mind. The Bible says, even under this present hour, Paul spoken, we both hunger and thirst, we're naked, we're buffeted, we have no certain dwelling place. We labor, we work with our own hands, we're reviled, we bless and we get persecuted for it, we suffer through it, we're defamed, we entreat, we're made the filth of the world, we're the offscouring of all things unto this day. We're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Always bearing about in my body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in my body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it works for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Did you know there are people living on the planet today that they say that very same thing? Say. You think the church ought to help people like that? Yes or no? You think that's pretty important? That's what we're talking about. You think that's a weight that they just can't crawl out from under? Is that bigger than their backpack? Yes or no? That's what this scripture's talking about. If we don't help those who are persecuted for Jesus Christ, who will? It's our responsibility. Just want to say a note. My mother was persecuted for Jesus. There are people in Fellowship Church, I guarantee it right now. You remain quiet. You're like my mom. You come to this church and you hear this crazy lunatic preacher and you go home and suffer for it. You suffer humiliation. They don't want you to give your money. You're made to look like an absolute fool. that you come to Fellowship Church and hear me preach. But you come anyway. It's my responsibility as a pastor of this church to make sure the environment that you come in is a loving environment and a good environment. I can picture my mother coming in here. And it was such a good place for my mother to be able to go to church and love on her friends and hear the Word of God preached. But you're all screwed up with your little whatever ticks you off. Listen, we're not concerned about that. We want to make this a great place for people. Are you hearing me or not? Praise the Lord with me, can you? If you can't clap, don't. Amen? Listen, they're around the world, but we've got to care for people like that. And sometimes we don't even know, but we've got to create that kind of environment where we're caring for people and loving people. Here's another responsibility. We're going to fly through it. We're to help bear the burdens of, say it with me, widows, and then read that word with me, indeed, and orphans. That is a burden that we're to bear. This is what the Bible teaches. What's a widow indeed first? Honor widows that are widows indeed. What are they? If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety and take care of the widow at home and to requite their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. But if any provide not for his own, especially those of the house, his own house, he's denied the faith. It's worse than an infidel. If there is a widow in our church and she has family of any sort, you know who's supposed to take care of the widow and help her if she doesn't have the means to take care of her? Somebody tell me, is it the church or the family? Family. That's what the Bible teaches. Now she that is a widow indeed, what's a widow indeed? Desolate, trust in God, continues in supplications and prayers night and day. Keep looking. So a widow indeed is desolate, trust in God, continues in prayer. It's not just a woman whose husband has died. That's a widow, but it's not a widow indeed. Okay? Let not a widow be taken in of the number under 60 years old. Did you know that was in the Bible? Having been the wife of one man. Interesting what a widow indeed is. That's not all. She's to be well reported of good works. If she's brought up children, if she's lodged strangers, if she's washed the saints' feet, if she's relieved the afflicted, if she's diligently followed every good work. Did you know if there's a woman in our church who's a godly woman and she is a widow and she has no one to care for her and she just has barely to get by and it ain't enough to get by, did you know it's our responsibility, your responsibility, my responsibility to make sure she can get by? Did you know that was our responsibility or not? This church thing is a heavy load, isn't it? That is right and godly and honorable. How about if a widow has a family or can help or she's got the finance? We'll see that in a second. The younger widows refuse. Woman's lost her husband, doesn't mean you're ugly to her. But if there's a chance, you know, there's whatever. There's a lot of things that can happen. If it's not family, listen, for when they've begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry again. If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them and let not the church be charged. What does that mean? If a widow has the funds to take care of herself or her family has the money to take care of her family, then don't put it on the church's credit card. See, that's not a weight that is killing that person. It is a weight to be a widow and to be suffering, to be alone. But the point is, if you're able to function, be able to pay the bills, listen, that is great. Praise Jesus for that. Amen? Or if you've got family that can do it. If not, if they're a widow indeed, then let the church be charged. Okay? But if they have family, let the church be relieved of that responsibility. Amen? So that they can help those that really, really, really need the help. Does that make sense? Bored you to tears? Fatherless orphans. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, orphans, and widows in their affliction. We are to help orphans, the churches. Did you know that? They're helpless. They have nothing. The weight's on. What can they do? We should help children like that. Amen? I'm saying all this to say I know my life that I live and where I'm at in my world. But as I say some of these things, I'm hoping it reminds you of somebody that you can help. Something you can do. Why? It's my responsibility. Amen? Widows and orphans are the easiest to pick on. They're the easiest to abuse. Matter of fact, Jesus spent a lot of time in the New Testament telling the church, the religious leaders of his day, stop abusing widows! He was so angry at them. We're called to help bear the burdens of widows, indeed, and orphans. If we don't help widows, indeed, and orphans, who will? I put it up this way. The answer is almost no one. There are some organizations out there that help little children, things like that. But I don't know hardly any organizations that help Christian widows that have nothing. The church is responsible. Can you say that with me? The church is what? Responsible. Isn't it good we don't want to have debt so we might can have some money and funds to help people? Number four, last one, I'm done. The weight's on them, they can't move. We've looked at three so far. The fourth one, and the list could be longer. We're to help bear the burden of the lost by sharing the gospel of Jesus with them. Jesus said it this way, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That word weary and heavy laden is the same word, same phraseology. Ah! They've got the weight of the world, the weight of the sin of the world, their own sin on them. Their own sin is heavy since they've been born. What are they going to do with it? It's up to us to share with them the gospel. If our gospel's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a what? Preacher. You the preacher. How are they going to hear? If we don't help bear that burden of sin on their life that's sending them to hell, if we don't share the good news of Jesus with them, who's going to do it? The answer is no one. So that's my message today. Personal, my responsibility to others. Number one, to help a believer who's overtaken in a fault. Number two, to help bear the burden of those who are persecuted. Number three, to help bear the burdens of widows indeed, and orphans. Number four, to share the burden in your heart, share the gospel to the lost person because they're dying and going to hell. Should we help a lot of other people too? Yeah. That's in your pack. That's already in there. Amen? These are huge things. Without you, it's not going to happen.